Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. It's Saturday, December 20th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. Highlights for today. Well, before we get into the highlights, I just want to say for those of you who follow me on Substack, you get this report emailed to you on a daily basis, and you get it actually on a more timely basis. There is sometimes a bit of a drag when posting on places like Spotify, Amazon, etc. So if you are not following me on Substack, I'd highly recommend that you do that just because you can get access to links, you can get access to additional information, and also these reports more timely. All right, highlights. Well, the quiet is over. The sun has spoken, and a rush of energy there was yesterday into now. Our star really showed us it's ready to celebrate solstice with two M-class flares on opposite sides of the sun. They were smaller M-class flares, but either way, it still made it into the M category just barely. Once again, further proving these space weather predictions on the flares as well, just they cannot be controlled. So that was definitely not on the docket. I think we were at 5% yesterday for solar flare prediction for M-class flares. And we didn't just get one, we got two. Yes, they were smaller in size, but nonetheless, it kicked energy up. Can't wait to talk about the summary of all of this because it's so fascinating. Just watching human behavior and experiencing it myself, and I'm sure for you, yourselves. December 22nd, we can expect another coronal hole to impact our Earth with high-speed solar wind and possible geomagnetic increases. Now, why I'm sharing this is because literally we just got to a bit more average conditions with our solar wind, and in a couple of days, that's going to change once again. Last bit of news for you before getting into the details. I will be taking part in an online solstice event with the New Dawn Institute tomorrow at 1:11 p.m. So please join us if you feel like you want to. I always find the reason why I do this is because I used to celebrate solstice always very quietly and peacefully and quietly, and I very much love that. I'm quite an introvert, so that is always such a great thing. And I've found that when you can actually gather with others and just spend a small amount of time talking about the energy on the planet and what's going on, and maybe looking at different information from different people that we'll have on there tomorrow. One is a Harvard astrophysicist, Dr. Rudy Shield, who's a friend of the New Dawn Institute and myself. He will be there, and we'll hear from Indigenous elders and people that represent these groups of people, and looking at the collective wisdom that's here. And so, this is a dynamic space to be in terms of solstice in general. So if you just wanted to tune in just to get a flavor of what was being discussed, and, you know, to not experience this alone and just be with other people, you can do that. You can even have your camera off. You don't have to turn it on. So it's just there for support and connection more than anything else. All right, solar flares. Well, two M-class flares in the last 24 hours. We had an M1.1, that was the highest one, from 4312, and that was at 7:53 UTC today. May have woken some of you up. Sometimes those can do that. And then we had an M1.0 from 4307, and that's at 1558 yesterday. So that sunspot region, that was in the process of going bye-bye, but before it did, it decided to pop out a little M-class. And there were 9 C-class flares. This incoming active region appears to be the lead flare producer, and the M-class flares did produce radio blackouts over Brazil and south of the Indian Ocean. Sunspot regions, 3, which are numbered 4307, like I said, is still producing even though it's behind the solar horizon. It just snuck out one before saying goodbye. 4312 is alpha, 4311 and 4313 are alpha, but they didn't produce anything. And yes, we've got these newcomers, so we'll see what their configuration is all about once it can be seen more clearly. Solar wind steadily down. currently 463 kilometers per second, and it's currently in the southward orientation. It was mostly southward yesterday, and when I saw that it was in the 500s, it was southward, and I did notice people acting a bit strange. Like I said, I'll talk about that in the summary. KP 1 to 2 in the last 24 hours, so basically quiet to unsettled KP geomagnetic activity. Potential forecast, well, even with the M-class flares, they only popped up the M prediction to 10% for today. X-class is still at 1%. And as far as geomagnetic conditions, what can we expect today? Well, quiet to unsettled as that solar wind wanes. And so we can expect pretty much the same for tomorrow with our geomagnetic field. We don't know about those solar flare predictions until tomorrow. The Schumann, well, the fundamental Schumann bands, they're present and stable with this moderate baseline energy. You see that the Earth ionosphere cavity, it looks like they stayed intact. There was activation without this major destabilization. So the system itself is being fed, but it's not majorly disrupted, this calm to active oscillation. It's highly coupled but regulated in this electromagnetic state. So really a quiet power day, stable resonance yet pulsed excitation. Now let's talk about a summary of all of this because it was kind of a weird day. It may have felt that things internally sped up for you internally, but they were externally narrowed. So it's like a lot going on with your internal self without much situational awareness around you. So this heightened mental activity you may have had, a sense of urgency without a clear reason why, and fixating on tasks. So it's not an anxious day per se, yet just driven, more driven to get it done behavior at the cost of body awareness, social mirroring, meaning you weren't even paying attention to what other people were feeling emotionally. And really, it's this electromagnetic activation without coherence. So think about that. So that's what the looking at the Schumann. This is what I'm picking up. This is what I'm seeing based on also what was going on around me. So small obstacles may have felt really big, and that may have come into the focal point, and delays could have actually felt intolerable. So really, the nervous system is less regulated, and there's less of a buffer. And so we saw that BZ go south. Downward with the solar wind when it kicked up, when it was at moderate conditions. And with the M-class flare in there, I look at it and say we've got a sudden charge we didn't necessarily have before kicking up a lot of energy. So here's my wisdom drop. Well, the energy may still be moving you right now, even with the geomagnetic field less active, meaning the KP is less active, but the Schumann is buzzing in the background. And here's my wisdom drop. Ask yourself first how you are feeling today, not what do I have to do. So I feel like the boat is just moving right now. And you know, you're going somewhere and you feel like you need to go somewhere. But I would really ask, well, where are you going? Not what do you have to do, but where are you going? And the where are you going is really how are you feeling right now? So, and ask those around you how they're feeling today. Don't think that was happening much yesterday. So really, it's just a moment of pause for yourself and others can make a big difference as we are moving into winter solstice for the Northern Hemisphere and summer solstice for the Southern Hemisphere. I will put a link to the event for tomorrow once again. And remember, you are designed to be attuned to the Earth and cosmos. Thank you. I will see you on Monday, and I will see you tomorrow if you join us for the solstice event. Have a great day.